Have you ever experienced the anxiety and frustration of losing something of value? How's this compare with the joy and wonder of finding whatever you've lost? On today, our good friend, Minister Larry Lester, talks about the topic, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Welcome to Precepts, a podcast sermon ministry of New Life Community Church, located in Pontiac, Michigan. Our church's vision is proclaiming Christ and equipping saints in the bond of fellowship. During each podcast series, Pastor Elder Jerry Seawright addresses biblical and doctrinal topics impacting Christians' daily living. Feel free to visit the media section of our website at www.nlccpontiac.org to download as well as take sermon notes during the podcast.
Hallelujah! The mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. I would like to take time out to give thanks to Pastor Seawright and Pastor Williams and Mike L. Weeb and son Julian Watkins. It's glad to be here. Amen. So while you got you standing, I want to begin with prayer. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, mercy, how you've been so kind to us. You saw fit, Lord, that you allow us to sleep in the very image of death. You didn't wake us with any sad news or bad news where a loved one gone on or any trauma or anything in life, but you saw fit to continue to bless us time and time again. Nobody had to come in here with a seeing eye dog this morning. Hallelujah. We all know our name. We come in with the atmosphere of praise, expecting something in life. We expect for you to bless us as you have done time and time again. So God, we ask in Jesus' name right now, bless your word, Lord. Bless this church, bless the congregation, bless the pastor and first lady, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to bless my family, my wife. And Father, we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we all agree by saying amen. You may be seated. Amen. Boy, I tell you, it's a blessing to be in front of family, friends. I was reminding Elder Watkins that last time I think I was up here was when he did his first sermon. That's been years. That was 20 some years. I tell you. This church has been so good. I have enjoyed Elder Williams many of times. And, of course, Pastor Seawright and Elder Mack and all. Thank y'all. Amen. If you got your Bibles, and I was kind of taken, and I know when my wife called and said, Sister Tim, and say, what scripture are you going to be coming from? You're going to preach? And I forgot. I said, oh, yeah, they have it on the board and everything, you know, and because sometimes some morning I get there and I get ready to do something to preach, have the scripture all ready and set, and sometimes the Lord says, I'm going to go this way. I got somebody special in the crowd today that we need to touch. And sometimes it happened that way, amen. But this time he didn't do that. I'm going to stick with my message this morning. Praise God. Okay, I was waiting. I said, okay, Lord, okay. Amen. As you get your Bibles, turn to Genesis. Don't get alarmed because I got all this long. It's just a reminder. Amen. Praise God. But turn and ask the Lord to bless this morning. Praise God. I chose my topic. I was once lost, but now found. And that's really the story, not only of all our life, but especially mine's. Because I was so lost to where you couldn't even pump sunshine to me. But no light nowhere. And God saw fit to give me another chance. Thank God for another chance. And so I like to use this because I preach, as many of y'all that see me and know me and stuff, I'm Elder Luster, and I'm from the church of Great Ecclesia, Bishop Sneed, what I've been really working with and working at. But my main thing is the ministry, the jail ministry. And that's why I grew Williamson Dickerson. I've been pastoring there over 20-some years. And I love serving the Lord. Amen. And one of my special messages is this, and that's why I brought it here. Because a lot of times, you know, when you behind closed doors and preaching to a lot of the inmates and stuff, but like family members and different ones really don't know really what's going on. They can assume. But this is what I do, amen? Elder Walkers know because we done time and time was together right there, you know. So here it says, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continuously, again and again and again. No change. Amen. And a lot of times I meditate and I really think like, oh man, if I was there, what I would see. How things had got so toxic that even God could live in. Amen. And so what we must understand in life that even when we come to church, amen, we must create an atmosphere of praise. We can't come in here like a frozen turkey and stuff and expect to fall right in place. You know, and then we wonder why sometimes the praise and worship just ain't clicking like it is in the morning. Why the word just ain't penetrating like it. And a lot of times we don't understand that it start with us. You can't just jump out of your car and turn Luther off and expect to come in here and get in a praise. Come on, somebody. You must understand that praise begin when you get up. Praise begin when you begin to shower and sing your favorite song. Amen. I know with me, I like to start off and I tell folks, yeah, I know I sing a little bit. So people go, what? But my favorite song is, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind on Jesus. Ain't no harm with your mind and mind on Jesus. In other words, what I'm saying, that you must create an atmosphere to be blessed. When you create an atmosphere, God will come in and bless But God will not come in no mess. And it's amazing in the scripture here that we read about that everything begun in our thoughts. What's in our heart? How God, even though we weren't online, that we lost access, we was offline with God when sin happened, but yet God knew our thoughts. And it was so toxic until God said, I got to do something here. I can't leave man in this garden. I got to do something because whatever in his heart will be manifested out until he will contagious, will be contagious of everything out. The field, the beast, and everybody will become like him. Toxic. And so what God had to do, he had to put a limit. And what he had to do, he had to create a boundary between his creation, between man and himself. It's amazing. Man didn't no longer have an appetite for God. He had no longer had a desire of serving God, living right. And it got to the point where God said, enough is enough. Innocent has been replaced with guilt and shame. Now the lens that he look out and look at things, his whole view began to change to where he didn't see things as God want him to see it and created him for see it. That he was once God conscious, now he became self-conscious. Everything was about him. Every thought in his heart just was evil again and again and again. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn back to Genesis. And I'm going to try to hurry up here. Chapter 3, verse 8. Praise God. And it says here, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees. And then the Lord God called out to Adam and said to him, where are you? I use that a lot when I'm preaching down to the jail, simply because when they come in there, they come from different places, different environments, and black, white, Hispanic, and all. And I have to get... First of all, we have to establish something that you're a sinner. Amen? But because you were born that way, that don't mean you have to leave that way. And I have to remind them what God do. God will sometimes create a fix to put you in that fix, to fix you. In other words, sometimes God will take things in your life, the very sin, the very mess, and he will work it for his good. Amen. It's a lot of time we don't understand. We don't know what's going on, but that God is setting you up for a blessing. Amen. I know in Romans 23, he said, for all have sinned and come short. Amen. Amen. And we must understand that all have sinned and come short. So what I have to do, I have to remind them, first of all, hey guys, look. You're not a sinner based upon conduct. It's the condition. Now, yes, Adam and Eve conduct, but the result of it was the condition that we live in. Amen? A lot of times they think, oh, well, how do I try to do this? And see, that's why you just can't work just to please God. His son already done that. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And so what we have to do, we have to remind them that right now you're at ground zero. You're dead man walking. Dead man walking. But you don't have to stay there. That's why I like this topic. Say, I was lost. Keyword was. Oh, praise God. Was. And I thank God that how with Adam, he came walking, looking. But Adam didn't understand one thing, that you can't hide from God. You can't hide from God. Many of us tried, amen, but some kind of way he caught up with us. And you have to remind the others that haven't came to the Lord that you can't run and you can't hide from him, amen. And so what we must understand, he said, well, where are you? Well, you know, I know you where you physically, but where are you spiritually? Where are you mentally? I know even in some situation in relationship, spouses, they don't quite know where each other at. Oh, okay. And a time, sometimes we have to begin to pray and meditate, because we need to find out sometime where we at. Because a lot of times we might be think we one way, and we are not. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to warm up here a little bit. Praise God. Oh, y'all come to be blessed. You don't want to hear what I have to say, but you want to hear what God has to say. And so I have to remind them that, you know, you are your environment, whatever environment you come from. That's an environment that you are. That's what you choose. That's your hero. That's what you pick up. And you haven't been told correctly, you're not going to know correctly. So God sometimes trade a fix, just like bringing them into prison or letting them go through something in order to get their attention. Because after all, they would not be in front of a preacher on that Sunday morning. But God said, well, you know what? I'll get them down there at Williamson Dickerson, because I got this old country preacher coming down there, and he don't mind telling them. Because, no, that's in him. I put that in him, amen? And so a lot of time we must understand and allow them to see where they really at and ask the Lord to bless them. Praise God. Now, I heard a preacher said, when he was growing up, his dad used to sell back in the day moonshine. And they were very popular. Everybody in the hood and stuff used to hang around their house. And now and then they would peek and see where daddy put that moonshine. And now and then he and his sister and them, they would go and sip. But they didn't know you ain't supposed to drink it. You're supposed to sip it. So one day they swallowed too much and this room starts spinning and everything. And they started falling. And next thing they know, they didn't know what to do. And then one of them said, hey, you know what? Maybe if we get another sip, maybe it should stop. And they got worse, amen. But you know, that's what happened when you create an atmosphere of the world. Because they said, you know, they remember seeing people in and out and timid men. After a while drinking, they get bold. Quiet one, they would be the loudest one. Ones that hardly say anything and sure won't curse. Next thing you know, they cursing. And next thing you know, here, everybody is within that environment, that atmosphere. But you know, that's why the Lord tells us to say, don't be drunk with wine, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. Because the same way the wine work, it can work in the Spirit. Oh, you can create an atmosphere that you can come in here. Praise and worship might be off a little bit, or the song might not click it, but once you come in here, seem like thing catches, amen? But seem like thing fall in place, the music and everything just begin to just radiate between your heart and everything about you, the people in the pews and everybody, it just seem like everybody connected. And next thing you know, you have that blessing, that atmosphere that God can live in. Hallelujah. So we must ask, where are you? Sunday school. We pray, meditate, but where are we? What's the bottom line? We living. But what is really the bottom line? That we should be a vessel for the Lord. We should be ambassadors for Christ. We should be able to get out between these walls and get among the street, to get among our neighbors and even on our job and tell them the good news. Amen. Because it's not just good advice, but really it's a good news. It's the goodness of the Lord. Amen. A lot of people act like they're just good advice. Hey, you need to get saved. Oh, the Lord loves you. You need to go to church. No, just throwing advice. No. They need to hear the good news. What has he done for you? How he have blessed you? Bless your family. Give you a job. Look, some of you wear the finest clothes, live in the finest houses. And we understand that that ain't everything, but that is something where God have blessed us. Amen. Because we have created an atmosphere of praise. And we thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to Hebrew chapter 4. Verse 12. Hallelujah. It says here, for the word of God is what? Living, powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. In other words, that sword can bless you. But you step out of line, it can chastise you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I mean, it's all up to you. Amen. And it says that piercing even the division of souls and spirit and joints and marrow. And it's a discerner for those. And in other words, it's like sometimes you go to psychiatrists and different ones, you get counsel and stuff. But when you meditate and consecrate on the Lord, he have a knife that's sharp enough to separate you from your thoughts. Say, turn it over to me. Give it to me. I'll fix it. But when you turn it over to the Lord, you have to leave it there. You can't pick it up again. And you got to have faith that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give him a hand praise. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is discerning of the thoughts, the intent of the heart. And there is no, I wish Adam had knew this, creature hidden from his sight. We would have saved him going through a lot of things. But all things are what? Naked. And open to the eyes of him. Oh, praise this holy name. I get to the point when you really get to know the Lord. When you can get in his presence, when you can get online with him, when you have access that you can be able to understand the goodness and the mercy. I guess that's what it means about walking with the Lord. Amen. Where he's in your thoughts, in your heart, that nothing's separating you. A lot of time I read about him and Enoch, how he just walk all the way into heaven, bypass his issues, bypass his home, bypass the cemetery, just walk right on in. God said, I'm not going to bother. Just come on with me. Walking with the Lord. Nothing can separate us. Hallelujah. And a lot of time I have to remind myself when I go in Psalms 139 and chapter 7, and sometimes I get the feeling and say, Lord, you know what? Where can I go from your spirit? Lord, where can I flee from your presence? Hallelujah. If I sin in heaven, you there? If I make my bed in hell, you there? Hallelujah. If I take wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you there? Hallelujah. That your hands shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. Hallelujah. I say, surely, darkness. Come on, somebody. Darkness. Hey, shall fall from me. Hallelujah. Even the night shall be light. Can hide. Where? Where can I go? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 29, 11 says, for I know your thoughts that I think towards you. Just you ain't manifesting this, amen? But that because now you are in my presence, because now we walk together, because now you in bring me in your praise, in your heart, you glorify me. And I know your thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. The thought of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, come on, let's praise him one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand praise. Give him a hand praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the reason why I go and I preach and serve the Lord, because I understand that if folks don't accept Christ, they lost. And that God says in John 3:6, he said, for God so loved the world, it's amen, that he gave what? Only God's son. And that whosoever believes in him, that he what? Key. Didn't say will not. Should not. So that means that it's, you know, up to you. Amen. I set it up. The door is there for you. And I set it up that you should. Hallelujah. You should not perish. But if you separate yourself from me, you will. You will perish. For whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Hallelujah. And I'm getting ready to bring it to a close. I know that a lot of us have that 15, 20 minute attention span. And I don't want to be 20 some years before I come back. So I'm careful. That's what got me in trouble. Praise God. But yes, yes, the Lord knows who he's talking to. Amen. But here in Ephesians 4:20, I'm getting ready to praise him. Amen. It says here, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grow corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man. Amen. And by putting on the new man, that we have patience with one another. We don't mind helping one another. We don't mind paying our tithes. We don't mind getting out there and going to the max when it's saving a soul. We don't get mad if somebody take our parking space. Even come in here and sit in our seat. Matter of fact, we'll get up and give them our seat. Because we have a new mind. I love the title of the church here. What is it? New. Hey, praise God. That's what we must have. New life. Put away the old. The things back in the days we didn't talk, but now we have new life. Hallelujah. Giving people a chance. People can come in and they can receive a new life. An opportunity to be online with God, to have access with God. Where they can love their family. Love their children. On the job, when the boss get on your nerve, that you can pray for him. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Okay. We'll pray for you that you can pray for them. We really are a work in progress. We ain't got there yet, amen, but we on our way. Praise God, we on our way. Hallelujah. Thank God we on our way. That's why I say I once was lost, but now I'm found. New life, thank you. Thank you. I hope I bless you. Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand, praise. Man, I guess I can turn it over to a pastor, and I just hope everybody been blessed. Amen. 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 Thank you all again. Praise the Lord.
Oh, that's a sweet brother, I tell you. That's a sweet brother, and you can just see it even as he preached as well. And I've known him for a little while compared to some, but I tell you, he's consistent. He is consistent, and I can just imagine him being down there in those jail cells, preaching to those souls, and they can see that goodness of God that just exudes from within. And I'm just glad that he was able to share with us on today. And and trust me, it won't be 20 more years. But in the meantime, there's business at hand. Amen. And that business at hand is to make sure that everyone here today have the opportunity to be right with Christ. Amen. That's what it boils down to. Is you're all on the altar. Have you surrendered all? Is he your Lord and Savior and King? Amen. And that's the question that you have to ask yourself on today. Do you have a right relationship with him? A right relationship with him. And as you examine your heart, and as you go over it in your mind, is he your Savior? But also, is he your King, your Lord? Meaning that you've surrendered everything to him. And you're not, as he stated, about self-preservation, about being self-focused and self-centered, but you are centered on him. And your heart and your desire is to please him. This is the business at hand, and this is the question that everyone must answer, because there will be a question to you one day that will be posed by God. And that question is, what did you do with Jesus? What did you do with him? Did you ignore him? Or did you serve him? And here today, we have folks that will come, and they'll be here, and they will help you, will assist you in answering that question. Don't let this moment pass you by. And in addition to that, if you want to know more about New Life, here's an opportunity as well to get to know who we are about. And as I always say, if you want to join here, the more, the merrier. And trust me, we got stuff for you to do. Amen. We do. So if you want to know about membership as well, these folks can help you. And if you just simply want prayer, you got a right relationship with God, and you just want prayer, someone to pray with you, we're here as well. Amen. But most importantly, as I stated from this pulpit, we proclaim that he is Lord. Amen. He's Lord, and he needs to be your Lord if you're not right. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by today's sermon and encourage you to continually read and apply God's holy word in your life. To learn more about New Life Community Church's vision, mission, resources, and upcoming events, please visit our website at www.nlccpontiac.org. Or you can also follow us on Twitter at NLCC Pontiac. May God richly bless and forever keep you.